This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
KYW Original Podcasts.
It's just a good conversation with somebody that you didn't know you were interested in. I'm Matt Leon, and this is One-on-One.
I try to be very honest with you. Come in. You need to love football here. Like, for me, I love my family. I try to be a good father, right, good husband. But I don't sleep, man. You know? What's important is the locker room. It's a bunch of guys like that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not like that, you don't fit in here. To me, that's where the fortune, man. Often, we don't coach effort, man. We just got guys that love to play. You know, 100 strong guys that just love football.
And our guest this week, Delaware Valley University head football coach Duke Greco, one of the most successful coaches going right now in Division III. Coach, thanks for coming all the way in from out in Doylestown. I know there is no easy way to get here from there.
Nah, we appreciate you having us, and thank you, man. Thanks for everything you do for Philadelphia.
So, as we're talking here, it's mid-January, I guess probably about a month, maybe 5 weeks since you guys wrapped up your season with that great run through the playoffs. How long does it take you to kind of process the previous season and turn the page looking forward?
I think every year it's different. The older I get, maybe a little quicker than I used to, but you know, the season ends and you try to kind of just get right into recruiting a couple days into it, and our guys come back Tuesday, so at that point, man, it's all about 2020 and where we're going and where the program's going. But it just depends. I think it takes a long time to unwind from a season, but you need to refocus and move on to where you're trying to get to next year.
How much, obviously, like during a season, you're in the moment, you're focusing on who's coming up Saturday, but how much does the future creep in when it comes to recruiting and stuff like that, and how have you gotten at balancing, obviously very good, but at balancing everything?
To be very honest, honestly, the guy, we focus week by week. I know that's really cliche, but the recruiting piece, each coach here will have a couple guys he's talking to as the season goes on. But it's really about, I don't want to disappoint the guys we have now. Like, if we're not focused on them, I feel like I was letting them down. And the staff here is the same way. So we try to focus on the now. And then once the season ends, now you need to get onto recruiting and get everything in line for, again, for the next year.
So football's been a part of your life for a long time. What's your first memory growing up of playing football or really being drawn to the sport?
Football was different for me. Like, I love all sports. I played everything growing up. Didn't have a lot of accomplishments in high school. I was a real late bloomer. Like, I didn't start shaving until college. It's just being honest. Like, I was late with everything. So my junior year in high school, like, I thank my dad all the time. My junior year in high school, I was going to quit football. Came back, like, 8 days in, 8 days of camp, 9 days of camp. And, like, Dad, I'm finished. I was a backup O-lineman. You know, I'm like 5'7", 140 pounds, Lomar High School. And he just, you're not quitting. If you're going to quit, wait till the end of the season. The whole, you know, typical dad deal. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I just thank him because I have zero skills besides football. And football is the only thing I love. So that year, I played JV as a junior. And we went to I think it was Springfield, Monco. And the QB got hurt. And Paul Meehan and Tim Riley, my high school coaches, took my 54 jersey off in JV and threw like an eligible number on me and had me play QB just to they just need someone to fill in the rest of the game. And I was like right there, just something I always wanted to do. And I remember talking to my high school coach, Mark Mason, who's on our staff now. He's been with us 3 years, a great guy. The coach gave me the opportunity to play QB my senior year in high school. And I just fell in love with football. Like, that was my first time I had any success at all. And to him giving me that opportunity, I'm so grateful. And he's a real passionate guy. He loves football. And did his passion, I think, did just influence me to love the game. And I just appreciate him giving me that opportunity. So from that point on, it was all football. You know, I played baseball in college too and some different things, but my love for the game was started, I guess, when I was senior in high school.
And quarterback at Lower Moreland. You guys ran wishbone, didn't you? Or triple option?
It was triple option. So, yeah, all different types. You know, like looking at Navy and Army. I love it, man. It was fun. It was great. And we try to steal a little bit of that stuff now. And it was definitely an influence on me, but it was different. But it was fun.
Was that system easier to transition? Kind of make that, for lack of a better term, that violent change to quarterback, the fact that you're going into a triple option make it easier? Or is that harder to pick up kind of cold?
For me, honestly, Matt, it's like I never played quarterback. I went from like O-line to – I don't even know what I was. I was a guy who just throw in to be blocked. And then it was just the first thing I ever learned. So then you go to college and you're just trying to learn different offenses. And it was just a great experience. I think what I learned most was – it was the first time I was really a part of something. And that feeling, you know, to be in a huddle with guys, is just – football is just different, man. It's just good stuff.
So you go – you end up at Delaware Valley College at the time to play football, correct?
Yes. After
how does – how do you – what's the road there from Lower Moreland to there?
I went never thought about playing. A couple of coaches came in afterwards. That year for us in high school was the first time we had success in a while, which is fun. And I talked to a few colleges. I thought Del Valle was in Delaware and I wouldn't return the phone calls. And then finally I remember the coach got me and he's like, look, he's like, you know, this is a half hour away, 35 minutes away. We, you know, this could be a good fit, blah, blah. And I picked Del Valle. Del Valle's great to me. I mean, I've been here my half my life. I love it. But I went there cause I was like, man, it's 35 minutes where I can get home. I can watch the Eagles every Sunday with my pop, my mom, my brother. I could get back to school that night. This is perfect. And that's just kind of, I guess I was young and dumb, and that's why I picked Del Valle.
How long did it take you to feel comfortable at the school with the football program? Was it right away or was there a transition?
I'm very quiet by nature. I think football is the one thing in my life that makes me talk. It makes me come out of my shell. So it took me a while. And I had a couple of hiccups. I was there for a year and then took a couple of years off. And then went back. And when I went back, I think that was the right timeline for me. I wasn't ready for school. I wasn't ready. I was young-minded. And mm-hmm. when I went back, I was ready. And Del Valle was great to me, I think. Just a great university. And great people now, great people then. That's what kind of – I needed that one-on-one attention. I needed to feel like I wasn't a number. So When I went back, I was ready for that, and I'm very grateful.
What did you do in the time between the two stints?
Dug holes, pumped gas. It just worked. I don't know. I was always doing something. Never took time. I just worked. And that was a – there was a tough time, I think, you know, being 18, 19, just working. Was tough for me. I'm also really grateful for that now because it made me miss football and realize the value of education and what I gave up. And I think without that, I don't know if I would have went back and graduated and done some things I've done.
How much – and does that time in your life – help you as a college football coach? Because it probably gives you, I would imagine, an appreciation that every kid doesn't fit perfectly into every hole.
The experience definitely helped me. I think it helps with our guys. You see a lot of guys go through the same thing I did. And I think college is very tough. In most situations, the first time guys go away, guys and girls, sorry, you make a decision you think is right for you, you get there, and you second guess it right away. And that's what I did. I second guess, man, it's not the right fit for me, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I think the fact I've been through it can relate to the kids a little bit. And the fact that, you know, we tell them that, man, I gave up football, and that's what it took to have me come back and be successful, I think makes sense to a lot of guys.
So quarterback at Del Valle, we mentioned ran the wishbone in high school. It was more of a wide-open throwing the ball in college then, right?
So when I went back to school, my first year I played, played quarterback. We ran it was wing T. Left, came back, went to safety as a sophomore, had some, I don't know if I call it success, but I played played safety as a sophomore. And then my junior, senior, went to quarterback, and we were definitely a lot more wide open at the time. It was fun. You know, it's college football. It was a good time. I don't know, as a player, that I probably put together a good four-minute highlight film and be proud of it. Like, I would, if I could get a good 4 minutes to show the kids I coach now, I'd be pretty like, man, this is fun. And then I could probably put a good hour together of just a total train wreck, like the worst decisions ever. It was all new to me. I don't know. I had a lot of fun. I would not want to coach myself, but I'm glad I'm not coaching myself.
Why? One of the questions I wanted to ask you was how would Duke Greco, the player?
Coach. I could not coach myself because I'm I would run. I would throw the ball 50 yards across the field for no reason. Like, just not down the field, across the field. Just do things that didn't make sense. And sometimes it was fun. Sometimes it was fun to watch. And sometimes it was pick six. I just, you know, those chances, I think, at that time that we took, you know, we were kind of behind other teams. You know, winning was – didn't come a lot. So to do that now, to me, I look at it, you know, I would shake watching myself play.
When does coaching – appear on your radar? And you talk about the love of football and what it's done for you. At that age, are you thinking, I want to stay connected to the sport somehow?
I think when I graduated, I just wanted to play. Like, I just always want to play. Like, I just love football. Honestly, my whole life is football. So wanted to keep playing, and I did. I played a couple years overseas in Italy and was fortunate. After my first year overseas, their season's different. So you would leave in, like, I guess this time, January, February, you come back in July. Mm-hmm. So I came back in July, and a new coach took over at Del Valle, G.A. Magnus, man. Just amazing coach.
Changed everything.
He's amazing, right? So, and G.A. came back, and he wanted a couple of Del Valle guys on staff. Bobby Leach was there, who was a Del Valle grad, and then he gave me an opportunity to coach. So it fit well for a couple of years, playing overseas, coming back. And to being around him and some of the other coaches on staff, I fell in love with it. You know, I love doing it. And I've been fortunate. I mean, I've been at Del Valle my whole career. But that first year I coached, man, GA put me on defense. I coached outside linebackers. Man, he gave a young kid an opportunity to coach a position. Man, I'm so grateful. And to see him, like some of the things he did, like his confidence, man, I can never have that. He's such a confident guy. And it's so real with him. You try to learn from that and how, man, he was a great recruiter. But the D coordinator at the time was Bobby Chesney. Bobby Chesney's now the head coach of Holy Cross, man. Just positive guy, like his energy to be around him that first year, huge influence on me. The second year I was there, I coached defense as well. And Coach Manlove, Bill Manlove, took over the defense at that time. And he is, you know, the inspirations of my life, male inspirations, man, is my father. Coach Mason and Coach Manlove. I mean, just Coach Manlove's work ethic, attention to detail. He's a total gentleman. Like, to learn from him. And the other guy at that time that was on staff was Lyle Hemphill, who's now the D coordinator at Wake Forest. And then the next year I moved to offense with GA, and just to be able to hear him call plays and things, it's been amazing. So
before we talk about the Del Valle stuff, playing over in Italy, what's the football like, and how was the adjustment for you just as far as social adjustment being over there?
It was probably, I will say, the best for my kids, my wife, right? But like, in terms of social and football, I really loved it. I loved every second of it. Football wise, it's less about the competition, right? Because we only have, we have four Americans on a team. It's about finding matchups, right? Like, we had a receiver from Rutgers. We would try to put him on the Italian guy, right? So like, you're trying to do those things. And, like, so the football part was, it was okay. It was great. I loved it. For me, I look back at my life, like, it was really needed for me, because Del Valle was 30 minutes away. I would go home and watch the Eagles whenever I could. Man, big Sixers game, whatever, I'm home. I needed to grow up. I needed to be on my own. And that opportunity really gave that to me. And things happened in my life where I stopped. I would have kept going. And at some point, I want to go back. Like, I really loved it, man. It was that important to me.
How's football received over there, fan-wise and stuff like that?
Depends. I never was on an airplane. My first flight was to Italy. So it was the first time I was ever on a plane. At that time, so that's 16, 17 years ago, I think, we played in Naples. You go down south, you'd have like 200 people at a game. When you went up to Milan, there could be 1,000 people, 1,500. We played in Germany. There was like 7,000. Paris was bigger. So it seemed like more north, the more important it got. Some towns loved it, some didn't. Where we were, thankfully, it was important. And for me, it was the first time I won. I was part of a winning team since my senior year in high school. So that was important. I mean, we played in the Italian Super Bowl 2 years ago. It was just cool, man. I don't know. It was a great experience.
And you were quarterback? Were you playing quarterback or were you safety?
The first year I was playing receiver.
Okay.
Like Wildcat stuff. And then the second year I came back, played quarterback. So we lost by three my second year Italian Super Bowl. I underthrow. We got this kid Dante. I underthrow him by like 3 yards, man. Should have made the throw. Should have won the game. I'm a bum. But it's just like, man, I don't know. I always remember the negative stuff. So that was a play. I would just do anything. When I think back to those times, I just wish I had that play back. Try to make the perfect throw instead of the throw 3 yards short. But I don't know.
So you're on staff in Doylestown, and you mentioned hadn't been a lot of winning. Then GA comes, and it really, I think his first year maybe was 2-8, and then it explodes after that.
First year were 2-8, and then I don't know what it was. I mean, there's a lot, he could say a lot of different things. I think definitely GA's confidence, the kids believed in Coach, no doubt. And the staff did. I mean, we did. The great thing there, as a staff, he's like, we need to recruit, and we needed to work harder than we ever had before in doing it. And, there's certain things, we want to take back the Philadelphia area and some of the places that we really recruit now. We only recruit about an hour and a half, 2 hours around Del Valle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big focus. And then, as a coach, then if you hustle to do it, the great thing is you knew if you brought a guy to campus that GA was going to get him here.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to make sure that your effort was worth it. And we're a bunch of great players, man. And that's why you win. I mean, it's the kids. But his influence of that, we turned it around. He turned it around, man. And the kids there, man, that group, man, it's a special group, man, because they're the ones at that point in time, got it going again. And I look at our guys now, and I think they're special too. It's a different way. Now everyone's trying to get them. So now you're defending. There's different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been neat to be able to see it all the way through a little bit.
So you're an assistant under GA, then Jimmy Clements takes over.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's different for me, Matt, where it's that coach with GA 3 years, came back. No, that's I came back from Italy, went to it was like a bar restaurant, Bustleton Avenue. It was Flukes. I forget what it's called now. It used to be Flukes Irish Pub. And I go in met a waitress who was working there. And I'm a different guy, man. Honestly, it's been all football and sports my whole life. Never had a girlfriend, nothing. Saw her and just life changed immediately. Like, I just fell in love right away. And it was the first time to me anything was more important than football, man. So it was, you know, we got married, we were engaged, I think 6-7 months later, married, been married since. And I stepped away from coaching because I was, you know, I was part-time, restricted earnings guy. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, man, like, dude, life changed.
Right.
You know, it's her and then football. And it's, and you know, try to work. So it was working in a couple schools, doing some different stuff, and was really, really happy coming home, which I still am. I mean, she's the best. But going to work every day was, it wasn't unfulfilling. There were some really good things with some.
But it wasn't coaching.
Yeah, it's not now.
Right.
Man, and Jimmy got the job, and Jimmy called me. I mean, I'm just came in, interviewed with him to do the offense, and he gave me that opportunity, and just so grateful. Like, it changed my life. And Clem is as genuine as it gets. Like, great friend, man, great guy to work for. Never felt like work. I mean, he's just genuine, man, right from the heart, man. So we had a really good run, man. I feel fortunate to have that time with him.
Time for a break on One-on-One. We will have more with Duke Greco right after this.
It's the smart look at the issues catching fire in Philadelphia. Flashpoint.
What we have is a crisis.
This goes way beyond just the perpetrator.
You know how many times I had stopped people in front of my house from shooting up?
It was a moment where black and brown people on the margins got to say, no, we've been hurting.
I think we forget that you came from somewhere else too.
Host Cherry Gregg walks you through the flames. On air Saturday evenings at 9:30 and Sunday mornings at 8:30. Or search the Flashpoint podcast on the radio.com app.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
And we are back here on One-on-One. Our guest this week, Delaware Valley University head football coach Duke Greco. So you've coached defense, you've coached offense as a player, you know, early on line, safety, wide receiver, quarterback. How much do all these little adjustments, changes, they're all kind of building the foundation for Duke Greco, the head coach, aren't they?
I feel so. I think so. I think, you know, early on, coaching defense is a big help. For coaching offense, I mean, totally. Like, I mean, I thank GA for doing that, and then for him to give me the opportunity to come back on offense with him to learn, that's huge for me. And then, I mean, Jimmy, when he hired me to do the offense, he let me do it. He didn't step on my toes, and I'm just thankful he stuck by me because I made a lot of mistakes. It's a building process to everything, and I think the one common theme is all the years of Delaware, it just takes a ton of people. I mean, from the president to the PD to the training room to SID to, I mean, everyone needs to want to be successful. I mean, it's just, I think that's what I love about it. It's just a different sport. Like, it just takes, if one thing's off,
right,
that dream's over. So we've just been very fortunate from 2000, I forget the years, 2003 to this point that things have been running pretty smooth, man. Everyone just enjoys their job, and we got great kids and great staff. And the staff here now, man, we're different, but we're all best friends, and I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, for people listening, you can't like kind of understate that 2003 to now to the previous as far as win-loss. I mean, you guys have become a premier program, not just in the Philadelphia. I think nationally now you guys have been a player for a long time, and it's what's impressive is, you know, it's over the course of three different head coaches, and everybody kind of worked on staff, but it's really something. It really is.
I think so. I love, like, I just, the type of kid we have here is just different. I think that's the one thing that's been really consistent. I think, you know, we have guys here that, there's a lot of great things about Del Valle. Location's great. Again, the people, like, it's a great school, great university. I think one thing here, though, is we need guys that, we try to be very honest with you, come in, like, you need to love football here. Like, as a staff, we're all different. The one common thing is we love football. And, like, for me, I love my family. I try to be a good father, right, good husband. But I don't sleep, man. You know, I'm 4 a.m., 5 a.m., doing whatever. Thank God my wife trusts me because I'm, like, you know, you're DMing recruits. You're doing all this different stuff. Like, but, like, man, we just love what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But I think what's important is the locker room is a bunch of guys like that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not like that, you don't fit in here. It's school, and football is right there. And to me, that's where – we're fortunate, man. We don't coach effort, man. We just got guys that love to play. And that's the one thing I think has been consistent since 2003, man. It is, you know, 100 strong guys that just love football, which is, I love Del Valle. Mm-hmm. I love our room. It's a different room.
When, along your coaching arc, do you start to think, I might be ready to run a program? Is there a point where you start thinking you're comfortable?
No. So – like, I'm being very honest, like, the happiest personally for me in my coaching career was working for Clem. Like, I really love working for Jimmy. I just, man, it was just recruiting and football and just being a part of the family. Like, just, I really enjoy that. And I think when he took that step to Kutztown, it would, you know, I just, there's guys there, you know, Nick Brady, who's, you know, he's the best coach on staff for us. I mean, Nick and Amos, our strength coach, and Raj and Mug, all these guys, Greg, we just want to stay together. So that was, I needed to try to suck it up and do something that I don't think I'm comfortable doing. I'm starting to get a little more comfortable in order to keep it together. And then those guys, I mean, our staff and players had my back, you know, the staff had my back, and Rasheed Bailey, Aaron Wilmer, all those guys were seniors at that time. Like, all right, we need to keep this thing going.
So you take over as head coach, was it after 2013?
I don't know, man. it was Rasheed senior year, Aaron Wilmer senior year, those guys. So
what's the toughest part for you adjusting to life as a head coach?
I think things like this. Also, you know, it's just because it's not my personality. And also, you know, like a lot of stuff's new, the budget and dealing with non-football things. It's tough for me because I'm very just narrow-minded. Again, football, you know, what's going to help us? And to one guy I always respected, too, who's not a part of DevEl, but, you know, Coach Donnelly, who was at Muhlenberg forever. I remember calling him when I got the job, and I was overwhelmed. I tried to hide it, you know, but called him, like, Coach, man, you got any advice? And he's like, you know, Everyone's going to ask you for different things, but if it doesn't affect the program, leave it alone until you're comfortable handling it. And I just wrote that down. I just kept it by my desk. I just looked at it. And that's how I handled it, really. You know, a lot of guys are a lot better than me. Some guys, maybe that would be a month, man. That was like 2 years for me. Just trying to finally feel comfortable enough to handle things that weren't going to, you know, be part of football. So,
do you remember, that was kind of my next question, do you remember a moment where you kind of realized that it all had slowed down and you kind of had gotten your arms around it?
I don't. I still don't feel comfortable. I know, honestly, I'm not like, it's not even a joke with me. I just don't want to, let people down, you know? So I'm always kind of on my toes. I'm always a little, you know, a little nervous, man. I just want to make the guy, you know, the guys that play here proud and the coaches here proud and everyone like, man, it's DevEl football. Because I remember walking around with t-shirts, you know, you wear the shirt inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want, like, nah, I'm not DevEl, you know, not 20 years ago. Now, man, you know, it's you know, you go down and see, I'm proud wearing it. You know, it's a good thing. So I think that pressure makes me uncomfortable, but kind of fuels me to try to keep working hard.
And you mentioned that first season, you know, you had Aaron Wilmer, who's a phenomenal, talented quarterback, Rasheed Bailey, who just won the Grey Cup playing in the CFL and was like this close to really breaking through in the NFL. How much easier does it make life to have two defining talents like that leading the way?
No, it's amazing. I mean, we've had so many great players. I mean, Rasheed, Aaron, I mean, you just go on and on. I mean, this year, so many guys. I think what's interesting with those guys, like Rasheed, is he came here, right? He's a Roxborough High School kid, but he's like 170 pounds. He leaves here, he's like 210, right? And like Coach Wilson, man, great strength. We have a great strength coach, but you don't just put 40 pounds on him. You need to want to do that.
Right.
To me, he's just, he's an amazing kid, but he's so typical of what we have. I mean, Vince DeLeo this year is all conference line, right? Vince came in, he's like 195, he's 235, right? Like, we just have those guys. Like, Rasheed, I tell kids all the time, like, Rasheed, when he was a freshman, he was working out just as hard as he was working out for his pro day. I mean, that's just his mentality. That's why he's special. We just got a lot of special kids like that. So as long as we can keep having that you know, that blue-collar mentality, we're going to be all right.
So when you're recruiting, and you mentioned the common frame, the football has to be, you have to love football. Take me through how, when you look at a kid, are there kids that at times you kind of maybe disregard what the height, weight, stuff like that, because you just put the tape on and it's kids doing what we want to do?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if this makes sense. I think here, yeah, you want that guy that wants school and really wants football, right? So then that kid is going to work hard. He's going to be himself. He's going to do it every day. And I think here, I think we try to be open-minded. Like, we're trying to find the best kids we can that are here or maybe shouldn't be here. And I think, like, on defense, we do a great job. Like, we were more odd this year. And last year, we were more even. Like, it's not about what we do. It's about finding guys that shouldn't be here, right? Because you win because you got great players that want to win and trying to just let them go. So I think as a staff, we try to be open-minded with how we want to put things together. And it's more about finding the pieces that are going to fit in those schemes to make it work. But the mentality of, yeah, it can be an undersized kid, it can be a bigger kid, doesn't matter. It just need to be a kid that can play. I mean, Mike Nobile is an undersized DN. He was is as good as anyone in the country. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
How often are you surprised by a kid as far as when, you know, if I show you the what a kid have performed after his senior year and I talk to you when he was a freshman, like, I thought he could play, but I never would have thought that. Does that happen a lot, or do you have a pretty good feel for where kids are going to project?
I think it happens a lot. I think you get a good feel sophomore year, second semester, because then you've seen them. Okay, you've seen the freshman year. The freshman year is tough. I mean, there's so many different things going on. The freshman year, second semester, you get to see the work ethic. Like, really, really see it. Like, it's not in season. You're working because you want to get better. You want to make the team better. It's not about you, right? Like, you see it, and then the biggest jump is as a sophomore, because now they know what they're getting into in camp. They understand you as a coach. They understand the program. They're not homesick, all these things. So I think after that season, you kind of get a good feel where they're going to be. But up until then, some guys you think are going to be great, it just all switches.
So you're 59-11 as a head coach. That's incredible. When you think of those games, what are the one or two games that come to mind when you think of your coaching career as the memories that you'll always cherish?
It's a really good question, I guess. Catch me off guard, Matt. I don't know. I think 2017, we won the MAC. That was special because that was, it was like there was a little lull there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. It was like, is it going to happen again? So, like, to do it again, that felt really special. This year, the whole run was fun. I'm just really proud of the team because I think, like, we made it to the Elite Eight in 2017. We made it to the Elite Eight this year. But it's a lot of times when it's real close, it's the same group.
Right.
That was special, man. These guys this year, like, there were two starters on the 2017 team that started on this team. So it was – now, there were a lot of guys who are part of it, but it was really a new team. So, like, for them to put themselves in that situation again, the process of getting there more than a moment – mm-hmm. to me is what I really respect with this team. It's amazing.
How much obviously as coaches, you're all connected to the success you guys had, but how much does it have to come from the room as far as the motivation, the accountability, stuff like that?
So I don't use a lot of phrases, a lot of stuff. Like, I know guys quotes. I love to read quotes. I'm just not that smart, but I think – the one thing I read, I almost said, like, it bothers me a little bit sometimes. I hear, like, coaches, it's culture. And we try to preach culture. Like, we try to tell guys the right or wrong. I think as a coach, I mean, it's more about trying to hold guys accountable. I really believe that culture is in the room. Like, that comes from the guys here. It's not coaches. It's, okay, we're trying to tell you what we believe you need to do to be successful. Now, can you live it? Can you hold the guy next to you accountable? And we've had great culture. Mm-hmm. It's because we've had great leaders in that room, like, you know, Sean Miller's, you know, Billy Walsh's, Mario Nigro, like all these guys. Like, just we've had great leaders, and I mean, that's just as a coach, man, just thankful. I mean, I can't thank those guys enough. I mean, I don't know.
What is your favorite part of coaching? Is it game day? Is it practice? Recruiting?
I hate game day. It's the worst. No, seriously, like, that's the worst. I don't like it at all.
Is it because of just...
I love seeing guys accomplish things. Mm-hmm. There's so much... You just want to be successful. Right? You want the guys to be successful. You want guys to make plays. So I'm just so nervous that I don't enjoy it. Like, when it's over, I'm happy. I really enjoy... I enjoy recruiting. I like meeting families and kids and where they're from, especially, like, because we're so local. Like, I just... It's great, man. Meet people from all over the place, right? And I enjoy camp because that's kind of when it comes together. There's no pressure. It's just hanging out, talking football all day, coaching football, being with the guys, laughing. Like, that's a fun, you know, couple weeks. It's pressure free and it's genuine. Mm-hmm. And I just really enjoy that. It's also tough, you know. For me, that's the first time. July is easy. You don't see your kids for a little bit.
Right. So
selfishly, it's tough, but. You get your other kids back, mm-hmm. So it's nice, man. It's a good time.
How much? Because it seems like, I mean, all the programs, the kids that graduate seem connected, but it does genuinely seem like it's to an nth degree with Del Valle. how much of that is, you know, you talk about the having the common love of football. How much of it is because you kind of do recruit locally? But I really feel like when guys that graduate and they stay connected to the program.
I mean, to me, to hear you say that, like, honestly, that makes me, like, really, really happy. And that's what we want to do here. And I think it goes back to the type of kid we have. And I think it goes back to, you know, these guys come back. They know Nick Brady, man. He's a great coach. Mm-hmm. DelVal guy. Coach DeLucia, DelVal guy. Coach Isgro, DelVal guy. Coach Wright's not, but he's been here 7-8 years. Coach Fee's been here 18 years or maybe 19. And Coach Wilson the same. And I mean, Coach Manlow's been here now maybe 19 years. So, you know, we're going to be here. We want to be here. I think our guys know that. It's always open-door policy, and it's great to see guys. I mean, that's the great thing for me is to see guys come back. You know, guys have great jobs, and they're doing big things, and they're still coming back on Saturday afternoon to watch us play, and us winning still means something to them. So,
I'm sure every season's exhausting once it's over just because of the grind and everything, but you guys have made these deep runs in the playoffs like this year. You go to the Elite, and you lost team to beat you, eventually won the whole thing, right? The national championship. Like, what's that day after, you know, you climb so high on the mountain and now it's over? And that's one of the things that is awful but awesome about sports is like that sudden, you work so hard and the sudden ending. What is that day after like?
To me, it's tough. You know, as a staff right away, the day after, it's, okay, well, we need to get this together. You know, we need to get recruiting. We need to get on the road the next day. I think what's tougher now, what really hurts me is, you know, those phone calls with the seniors, those phone calls with the players that we had a great run. We made it to the Elite Eight, the team that won national championship. We're down 3 going into the fourth. And we turned the ball over twice. I mean, the game, we could have done some things. They're a great team. But to tell them that they had a great season, because these guys, like, you can tell, hey, dude, you had a great run. Like, it was amazing. You've won 40-some games of your career, got all these championships, never played a meaningless game in 4 years, and they don't care because the goal for them is to try to do something that's never been done here. And those conversations for the staff with our kids, I think, are just tough because they did something special. It's special what they've done. And the amount of work our players put in to accomplish what they've accomplished, to me, is just amazing. So you're trying to – they need to know that. Like our banquet Saturday, next Saturday. That's the toughest thing, man. These guys are still bent. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know when that goes away. I don't know when, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know when it does. But
if I tell 17-year-old Duke Greco where you are now, do you believe it or is that crazy to you?
I would be so thankful that I'm still involved in football. I mean, I think I said in the beginning, I literally it's my life, man. That, my wife, kids, and I don't know if I win any games as a coach anywhere else, just because I'm the type of personality. I need to be around people I need to be around friends. I need to be mm-hmm. around Nick Brady. I need to be around Greg, Mike Amos. Like, I need that. That brings the best qualities out of me. If I don't have them, and Coach Manlove, Coach Manlove, all this, I don't know. So I think, you know, things happen for a reason, and this situation has happened for a reason, and I just hope it never changes. Because I'm really, really thankful.
Duke Greco, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
And that will do it for this week's show. One-on-One is an original sports podcast from KYW News Radio. If you like the show and want to help us out, make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And you can help more people find out about the podcast by finding the show on Apple Podcasts and leaving a rating and a review. You can follow the show on Twitter at OneOnOnePod, and you can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Many thanks to Delaware Valley University head football coach Duke Greco for coming in from Doylestown for this week's interview. My name is Matt Leon. Come back next week for another good conversation with someone you should know more about.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.